Good morning. And welcome to worship at Asbury United Methodist Church. It's great to see you here. I'm Vicki Logan, and I'll be serving as your liturgist this morning. We want to extend a very special welcome to our visitors today. We're glad that you're here. We're going to ask all of our members to make sure that they reach out and help you feel completely at home while you worship with us today. We do ask that all of our members and our visitors sign the friendship pads at the end of the pews, pass those back and forth. That will give us a good record of attendance this morning. We have several announcements. First, this Friday night, which is December the 18th, we will be having our candlelight carol service, and that will be presented by the Hendricks College Choir. It is going to be wonderful. We're expecting a big crowd, so you may want to get here early and lay claim to a seat. And then next Sunday, which is the 20th of December, we will have a harpist in each of our two divine services, so that will certainly make things even more special. And I happen to know that next Sunday, between services, the Teague Sunday School class will be providing our famous homemade cinnamon rolls. So you'll want to make sure to be here for that. Yes. And maybe eat a light breakfast that Sunday. Also, our Christmas Eve services will be at 4, 7, and 11 p.m. We will be celebrating Holy Communion at each of those services. And at the 11 p.m. service, we will also feature the Quapaw Quarter Brass Quintet. They've been with us before, and you know how wonderful they are. So come. Now, did you get all that? December the 18th, the 20th, cinnamon rolls, and Christmas Eve services, okay? Make sure you're here. Come and plan to be blessed. Now, I ask that you look around and try to find someone that you don't know. Introduce yourselves as we stand and pass the peace of Christ.
Would you stand, please, for the call to worship? Emmanuel, Emmanuel, number 204 in your hymnal. Our hymn of praise this morning is the First Noel. We will sing the first two verses. It's number 245 in your hymnal.
Thank you. reading comes from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 and 2. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, who calls us to rejoice in God's goodness. For Jesus taught us to remain in the love, and that his joy might be in us, and that our joy might be complete. Please join us in the congregational prayer response. Almighty Father, thank you for the gift of joy which enters our hearts from the gift of your love. May your Holy Spirit stir in our lives the possibilities to experience the joy of life as we come to know you better, Son, Jesus Christ, and share his joy with others. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. How are we this morning? Good. Can you believe that Christmas is 2 weeks away? 2 weeks. Hope is like, yes. Well, you know, I did some Christmas shopping this weekend, and I was noticing that everything was starting to get really busy. Like, the malls are busy, everybody's rushing, everybody wants that close parking spot, everybody doesn't want to stand in line. And for me, I was starting to get a little grumpy. Can you believe that? And so, as I was waiting in line, and I was thinking about it, I was like, do I have to wait in line? Why can't people go faster? I've got more stores to go to, all those things. But then I started thinking, well, what can I do while I'm waiting in line? And so I was thinking, okay, I can look around and see if there's anything else that I need. I can people watch. That's fun. I can talk to all the children that were around me. But then as I'm standing in line and I'm like being really grumpy, I thought, you know what? There was some Christmas music that came on overhead. And the Christmas music that came on was Joy to the World. And I thought, you know, I need to have a little bit of joy in this Christmas season. And what is that joy? Is that joy mean that I need to let somebody in line in front of me? Does that joy mean that I need to wait? Because you know what? Some of us say, I can't wait for Christmas. But you know what? We're going to have to wait. But the joy comes because what happens on Christmas morning? Besides opening presents, Jesus is born. And the joy we feel with baby Jesus being here. So think about that as we're going through the shopping and there's tons of people and we're all grumpy and we're all trying to get what we need done. Just wait till Christmas morning because the joy of a new baby is coming. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Help us wait for the day when he will come again. And fill our hearts with joy. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
For most of us, Advent is a very joyous season. But for so many, they have continuing needs and serious concerns. I invite you to be in prayer for them and also to remember to lift up those of our Asbury family listed in the bulletin who certainly need your prayers during the coming week. And now let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we find joy when we give from our hearts to others, and we find joy when we give from our hearts to you. We just pray this morning that the joy we have would spread to those we encounter and multiply the joyful giving this Christmas season. It is in you, Father, that we find meaning and purpose, and we celebrate that in your steadfast love by sharing generously with all of your children. It's in our Savior's name that we pray. Amen.
Isaiah 40, 1 through 5 and 9. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God.
Oh,
Sing of one who prophets told in the darkened days of old, God would send his precious son. Watch and wait, for he will come.
Luke 1, 26 through 35, and 46 through 53. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty.
Oh, how a rose there blooming is number 216. We will sing verses 1 and 2. Sing of one, the angel tells, within a maiden body dwells. Lo, the day is drawing near when our Savior will appear. Sing now of the humble birth of the Lord of heaven and earth, for within a stable drear came the blessed child, so dear. And for the next hymn, let us stand and sing verses 1 and 2 of Once in Royal David's City, number 250.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and he was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke 2, 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let's join our voices as we sing verses 1 and 2 of number 236, "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks." Shepherds, sing your songs of joy, praising now the holy boy, echoing the angel's words, tell of all you've seen and heard.
Thank you.
1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that had been seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
And now we sing together, "What Child Is This?" Number 219 in the hymnal. We'll sing verses 1 and 2. Sing of those who from the east came to find the Prince of Peace. Like them, may we also bring gifts of love to Christ our King.
Lord, as I am,
Sing we now our songs of praise to the one who crowns our days, who brings light to all the earth. Come and worship at his birth. Let us stand and sing together the first two verses of Joy to the World, number 246.
John 1, 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Sing we Noel, for
think on behalf of the congregation, I can say thank you so much for not only providing beautiful music, but beautiful music for the glory of God. Amen. Let us now stand for our closing hymn of commitment, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. We'll be singing verses 1 and 2. If there are those who'd like to come forward to reaffirm your faith, to join the life of our church, or have some time of prayer, we welcome you forward at this time. We want to thank you so much for being here today. A quick reminder about the Hendricks Choir that will be here at 7:30 this Friday. Be here early so you can grab a seat, and please receive this blessing. Go forth now with joy that this beautiful music has given us, the joy of the season, the joy of the coming sun, Jesus. And may we share that joy with all whom we meet. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.